2 years ago, Dan Burrish was at Frenchman Mountain when he was astonished to see a flash of light from a rock that he was videotaping. That discovery led to what he calls the Lotus Model and Star Flower Projects. On our field trip, Dr. Burrish explained what happened as we walked from the freeway up to the same rock layer where the energy burst occurred from rocks containing silicon dioxide quartz crystals.
All right, here we go.
If you activate the silicon dioxide in the proper way, there's an emission of the particles.
Even from right here?
Sure. If my theory is correct, it's from all silicon dioxide. It literally accesses through the ether, through the implicate structure of the universe, into our material structure of the universe.
But that specific crystal?
Well, the quartz crystals that we were working with here are alpha quartz after beta quartz, and we were dealing specifically with octahedral crystals.
And you think that would have been part of a large intelligence plan?
Well, I believe that the octahedral structure acts as an antenna, if you will. Yes. And given the fact that the octahedral structure is one of the five platonic solids, as well as the base structure for what you see huge groupings of star clusters and galaxies through the universe, I believe it's an important structure. And I'm not new in believing that.
Right.
But the particles that we found are basically a combination, what current theories are having to do with infotons, biophotonic material that contains information. And happened right up here. It was being filmed with a standard video camera. What I was doing is I was actually playing with the conductivity of the rock here. I was looking for something totally different than what we found. I was looking for a change in conductivity and associated particles trapped in the rock. Specifically, I was looking for biomarkers, DNA biomarkers. And we got that huge biophotonic burst. The May 31st image, where it looks like it's green, you see this light burst?
Yeah.
Right there.
And you, was it pure luck?
I added too much energy and the right amount of light, too much directed energy and the right amount of light, and it was pure luck. Found the biophotonic burst, said, my God, we've got something different here than what I thought originally. So I suspended operations looking for the biomarker, started looking for a reason why I would have the biophotonic burst. And at the time, I didn't call it a biophotonic burst. I just called it a burst of energy. Now, we find that when the right amount of energy is added, together with the right wattage per square area, we just get pure particle emission. And it's an extremely small millivoltage, right around 16.5 millivolts.